So we're going to go before the Lord in prayer this morning, and we're just thank you, Lord, for allowing us to celebrate this morning. We are celebrating what you have blessed us with the Master's Call. Father, in the matchless name of Jesus, we just come to you and just ask you to have your way this day on this call. Allow you to have a message that will be able to hit each one of us collectively and individually, Lord. We know we need to hear a word for you to get by this day today. So we just thank you in advance for the speaker of the hour this morning. We ask that as you're decreasing them and increasing in them, Lord, that you also refill them plentifully, Lord. We thank you for the founders of this call, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Thank you, Lord, for them saying yes. To God be the glory for that commitment of four strong, uninterrupted years of this call. And Father, as we celebrate this day, we just want to thank you in advance for removing any contaminations and any trickery or anything that could hinder this call. We thank you right now in the name of Jesus that there's no static, no drop calls, and the message will go with clarity. We thank you for Artists International because of that. That is a vehicle that brought us together. So God, we just give you all of the honor, all of the glory, and all the praise. And it's in Jesus' name that we thank you and that we pray. Amen and amen. Master's Call family, you have a Jesus Joy Day. And again, remember, today is Thank God Thursday, and we're just excited to be here. Host, are you there?
I am here, Minister LaShawn. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, Minister Kai. I love you, love you, love you. Take it away.
Thank you, Minister LaShawn, for greeting and seating the people with such Jesus joy. And I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to the Master's Call. My name is Minister Kai, and I reside in the great city of Norcross, Georgia. I want to thank everyone for joining us in the TMC Telecommunications Sanctuary, and we wish you all the warmest of kingdoms greeting. This call is all about the Master, and we gather early in the morning faithfully to give God the praise, the glory, the honor, and the reverence that is due him as we begin our day. The Master's Call was founded on October 25th, 2010, by two outstanding, dynamic, wonderful, and amazing women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts, the Ambassador of Artists International, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, affectionately known as our Mother Eagle. As you know, this is the fourth day of our week-long fourth anniversary celebration. Let me get a hoot for four strong years. And it has been an amazing week thus far. And I know that we are going to continue to receive the word from on high today as well. The mission statement of the TMC is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as we begin our day. You know, we do all things decent and in order, and all things decent and in order are founded on Scripture. And so the TMC is no different. The TMC Scripture is Psalms 88:13, but to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. This call is brought to you live each week, Monday through Friday, rain, snow, sleet, holiday, what have you. We will be here each day, Monday through Friday. And you can listen to the recording for today's message by calling 712-432-1085, access code 957-677-POUND. All the messages have been recorded and archived from the inception of this call almost 4 years ago and can be played back by visiting our website, themasterscall.net. That's themasterscall.net. If you're feeling led to join the team or have a word stored up in your belly, have a praise report or a prayer request, please email us at info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. And either Dr. V or our prayer general, Minister Robin, will get back with you. Immediately following this call is the MMC call, hosted by none other than our very own godmother, Platinum President Dorothy Cook, and a host of other dynamic leaders throughout Artists International who keep us informed, energized, and moving to enhance the lives of others. That number is 530-881-1300, PIN code 539-598-POUND. We know that next Friday, October 31st, Artists International will be holding its Artists International 2014 Bahamas Conference, hosted by the none other than the Kings of Artists at the fabulous Atlantis Resort in the Bahamas. That's October 31st through November 2nd. For more information, please visit artistempowermentconference.com. That's artistempowermentconference.com. So now I'm going to get out of the way so that the man of God, the mouthpiece with the message, straight from the throne room, can come forth and bless us today. Today's speaker is none other than Pastor Derek Allen. Pastor Allen has been pastoring for more than 16 years and is the senior pastor and president of Divine Word of Truth in Brooklyn, New York. Pastor Allen is married to the lovely Beverly Brasnell on June 12, 1982, and from their union have come three wonderful children, and also a son-in-law and a daughter-in-law, and I believe four beautiful grandchildren. In May of 1988, Pastor Allen received his local license to preach in Trinidad and Tobago. He furthered his study in mobilization of evangelism, meeting the Muslim challenge, world missions today, effective communication, and Christian leadership, and evangelizing the Hindis. In 1996, he attended Community Bible Institute in New York and graduated May 1999 with a certificate in theology. In 2004, Pastor Allen continued his biblical studies and received his bachelor's degree in theology, majoring in religion from the International Theological Seminary of California. Pastor Allen has traveled to several countries to minister the word of God and to perform various pastoral duties. These countries include Canada, Barbados, St. Croix, St. Thomas, St. Vincent, the Grenadines, Nigeria, West Africa, and his hometown of Trinidad and Tobago. Pastor Allen is an artist distributor and continues to be instrumental in the lives of everyone he interacts with. His desire is to win the world for the Lord. However, if he helps one sinner to find his or her way to God, then his life is not in vain. Pastor Allen continues to be bold and brazen, fighting on the Lord's side. So I give you none other than Pastor Derek Allen. Pastor Allen, are you there?
Praise the Lord this morning. Praise the Lord. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, man of God. Take it away.
Well, praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God. Amen. Truly, this is the day which the Lord has made. And today we rejoice. We are rejoicing, and we are glad in it. I really thank God this morning. And today is, as we heard earlier, Thank God Thursday. And not only thank God Thursday, amen, because God sits on the throne. We thank God that we are alive. We thank God that we can move and live this morning. And we thank God for the fourth anniversary of the Master's Morning Call. I believe we can shout hip, hip, hooray, hip, hip, hooray, hip, hip, hooray. Amen. Praise God. It is always an opportunity and a pleasure for me to come on to share, amen, on these calls. You know, I was thinking back, how did I get started on the Master's Morning Call? I cannot even remember, you know, but I thank God, amen, when I was asked for the first time to share on this call. And I thank God this morning, praise God, for the opportunity that so many pastors and leaders are a part of the artist family, but I could have been asked. I really thank God. And today I thank God, amen, praise God, and congratulate, amen, the Master's Morning Call visionaries. Amen, praise God, hallelujah. I thank God for Dr. P.K. Roberts, and I thank God for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Amen. Before I go any further, let me just pray. This morning, Father, I thank thee. I thank you, oh God, for this opportunity. I thank you, Father God, for waking us up this morning. Thank you for starting us on our way and giving us the activities of our limbs. It's in you that we live and move and have our being. Father, I thank you, oh God, for the artist Delion, oh God, family. I thank you this morning, Father, the Dios de Leon family. I thank you, God, for the every distributor, O God, of the artist, O God, company. Thank you this morning. Thank you, O God, for the visionaries of the Master's Morning Call. We thank you for them. We remember 4 years ago when it all started. And, Father God, where, O God, we are today, we say thank you, O God, and even as this week of celebration continues, I pray that you're going to use me this morning to share this word. Hide me. I do not want to be seen, but you'll be seen, O God, coming out of me. I pray for that special anointing, that anointing that I so frequently pray for to be upon me now. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, amen. Let me say this morning to Dr. PK, amen, praise God. I was there in Las Vegas when you was chosen for the role as ambassador to the artist company and to lead the spiritual arm of Artist International to be in that position. May seem glamorous, amen, and easy. But as a leader, I know it's not easy, glamorous, amen, or as it seems, because all eyes are on you. Some are looking on, amen, praise God, to see you succeed, while others are looking on to see you fail. But praise God this morning is 4 years later. Amen. And we can join with you in praising God as you say in your heart, hitherto has the Lord helped us. Amen. And to Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, you know, I do not know that we have ever met in person. But I tell you this morning, it seems like I have known you for many, many, many years. And I thank God this morning, Dr. Vanessa, for your faithfulness, amen, to stand, praise God, with Dr. P.K. Roberts, amen, while you fight your own battles, while you go through your own little stuff, but you, amen, stand. Amen. Praise God in the midst of everything. And I say this morning, and you are still standing. Praise God this morning. I praise God for the both of you champion leaders. Amen. And I say, God bless you both. So as we celebrate this morning, this 4 years of the Master's Morning Call, my mind go back to, praise God, in the Bible, where the Word of God talked about the kingdom of heaven in the book of Matthew, chapter number 25. You know, I would not try to read through the whole of chapter 25 from verse 40, but I want to share some verses there. Because I remember the Bible said that the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man traveling into a far country, who called his servants together and delivered, praise God, unto them his goods. You know, I was thinking about how God so uniquely joined us together in a company, amen, to do business, to make money and to help people with their health and, you know, and their prestige and their, you know, their self-confidence to put you women, you put the women in the body magic and all of these garments, and what a beautiful opportunity we have. But here it is, God also put a team of people together to pray 5 days a week, to preach the word of God, to encourage families who are going through not just financial crises, but spiritual crises, emotional crises, psychological crises, because I'm saying this morning, this Master's Morning Call, I believe, have helped so many people on their way, that if it was not for this morning call, when they wake up early in the morning and not knowing what to really do, where to turn, they can turn their phone on. Praise God, and they can log on and they can be a part of something great. And we are thanking God this morning. And we're not thanking God just because we were chosen to be a part, but we're thanking God for how he operates, how he works things out for his glory. So this morning when we say thank God, we are thanking God for who he is. We are thanking God for how he operates. But the Bible said that this man, amen, the kingdom of heaven is that this man who took a journey and he took the talents and he divided onto three people. To one he gave five talents. To the other he gave two. To another he gave one talent. To every man according to his several ability. Praise God, hallelujah. And straightway he took a journey. And praise God that you could understand this morning. Many believe that they can do the job. Many believe they have the potential. Why wasn't I chosen to run the course? Why wasn't I chosen to be the captain of the team? Why wasn't I chosen to be the leader? Why wasn't I chosen? But praise God, somebody said, many are called, but few are chosen. And the Bible said, then he who received five talents, he took the five talents that he received, and he went out and he gained five more talents. And he who received two talents, he went and he, with his two talents, and he added two more talents to what he received. But the one who received the one talent, he digged a hole in the earth, and he said, you see, my Lord has given me one precious talent, so I will take this talent, and I will bury it and keep it in safekeeping. So when my master returns, I would have the talent that he gave me. Brothers and sisters, this morning, the purpose for me bringing this word to you today as God inspired me is for us to understand that whatever God gave us to do, let us do it faithfully as unto the Lord. Let's do it faithfully, praise God, as if, amen, is the best thing that has ever happened to us. You see, this morning, sometimes we think the big thing is what I should shine with. I should shine when God has given me the big role to play. But sometimes we look at the simple things and we say that is not enough. Some preachers would not preach on the master's morning call because they would say who they think they are. This time is just introductory time. I don't have enough time to express myself, to go into, amen, the eschatology and all of these different levels of, amen, of doctrine and dogma. But this morning, the few minutes we have is enough to help somebody, the ladies, the ministers, the doctors who were chosen to, amen, praise God, to carry this ministry. It's a great responsibility. It's a half an hour call, amen, but so many lives have changed. And the Bible said not long after, amen, the Lord of those servants returned. Praise God. And when he returned, he called those who he gave the talent to accountability. I'm telling you this morning, whatever God gives us to do, we are accountable. Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, she's accountable. Dr. P.K. Roberts, she's accountable. And each and every one of us who have the opportunity to share, we are accountable. I take this assignment serious. Amen. It does not matter what I have to do. Let me share with you this morning. One of my calls, I was traveling, and I was in an airport somewhere. Amen. Praise God. And I find a little huddle, a little hole in the ground floor of the airport, and I say, I have to do my call because it is important to God. It is important to somebody to receive a word, a prayer. So I'm saying to us this morning, whatever God give us to do, let us do it with a willing heart this morning. The one that received five talents, he said, listen, Lord. I went out and I received 5 more talents. And his Lord said unto him, well done, thou good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. I will make you a ruler over many things. Likewise also the one who received 2 talents. He brought his 2 talents back. But he told his Lord, Lord, I brought 2 more. And the same thing was told to him, well done, thou good and faithful servant. You've been a ruler over a few things, but I will make you a ruler over many things. But the one, praise God, and I said praise God this morning because it was not easy. He said, listen, the 1 talent you give me, I knew that you.
Well, amen, amen, and amen. I'm not sure what happened with Pastor Allen or how it happened, but we know to God be the glory. We know that it is important that we follow God's path for our lives. So I'm just going to go ahead and pray for the prayer request. Father God, in the name of Jesus, bless the man of God who brought the word this morning. Give him the desires of his heart. Increase in his ministry 100-fold, God. Lead and guide him down the path of righteousness.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I wouldn't blame the devil, somebody calling on my phone, but praise God, we're still flowing this morning. Amen. Praise God, I didn't stop preaching. Hallelujah. But the one who received 1 talent came and said, Lord, praise God, I knew that thou art a hard man. Reaping where you did not sow and sowing where you did not reap. So I was afraid, so I hid the 1 talent in the earth. And lo, I still have it there. And the Lord answered and said unto him, thou wicked and slothful servant, how can you say that you knew I reap where I sow not? Oh, my God. And God aware, there is no straw. He said, listen, take that 1 talent from that person who got 1 and give it to him who received 5. You see this morning, it does not matter what or who you are. Be satisfied with what God gave you to do. I thank God this morning. I'm not here to big up. Amen. Anyone more than they should be bigged up. But I praise God this morning for Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Understanding this morning that it is not easy to leave this court every single day, 5 days a week. As the sister said, come sunshine, come snow, come rain. But God know your heart this morning. God know your faithfulness this morning, and it's because of your faithfulness that this call is still going on. And I want to encourage you today that to be steadfast and unmovable, to continue abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as we know that your labor, it is not in vain in God. Today, I praise God, I think about Ruth and Naomi, a young girl, and her mother-in-law, how God brought them together. And because Ruth saw something in her mother-in-law that she stuck with her, I'm here to encourage you leaders in artists, you, amen, visionary in artists, to be consistent and steadfast. Do not let no one shake you. Do not be intimidated by anyone. I am telling you, I understand how hard ministry is. Going on pastoring for 15 years with people who come and people who go, but we are yet standing. Thank God for 4 years. This is a business, but praise God, it's a ministry. And I give God thanks and praise this morning for Thank God Thursday. And again, congratulations for four strong, great years. You deserve, amen, your trophies. You deserve your rewards. And even if man never give you it on earth, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Father, I thank you this morning. I thank you again for your daughter. I thank you for the master's morning call. I thank you for each and every person that comes on to receive a word. I thank you for them for praying for us as the preachers and the organizers of the call. We thank you this morning. Thank you for the artist Delion Thomas, the DR Delion family. Thank you this morning. I give you all of the glory. I give you all of the praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. I turn back over to our host this morning. In Jesus' name.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you so much for that word. And again, we'll just pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, guide and lead your servant, O Heavenly Father, as he comes before us this morning and poured out into us, O Heavenly Father. You continue to pour into him. Lord, I thank you for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts. I thank you for the TMC Master's Call family. Father God, you know every need on this line, and we know that you knew it before we spoke it, O Heavenly Father. So we ask that you meet it right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, continue to lead and guide us as we go on our way. It is in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Again, the MMC call is immediately following this call, 530-881-1300, PIN code 539-598#. The Bahamas Conference is October 31st through November 2nd. For more information, please visit artistempowermentconference.com. That's artistempowermentconference.com. Now I'm going to bring to you one of our co-founders. It is none other than the fabulous, amazing, super fantastic Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, and she is going to call forth people to greet us. Dr. Vanessa, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning, good morning, good morning to our TMC family. We are so appreciative, Dr. PK and I, of each and every with us all along the way. Some of you who joined us halfway along the way, some of us, this may be your first time. We are so humbled that you take our time each and every morning to be a part of this celebration. Thank you, Pastor Derek Allen, for that word this morning. We so love and appreciate you. We want to always take a few shout-outs from people of what they feel and how much they care about our call and what it's meant. In our last two or three minutes, we're going to ask you to come on and just briefly share and just let everyone hear what the call has meant to you. We humbly come on every day to serve. And I want to start this morning with one of our dear sisters from Chicago, now in New York. Good morning, Minister Ada. Are you there?
Good morning, Dr. Vanessa. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Praise God for you. I just want to take a brief time and thank you and Dr. PK for your yes. I came acquainted with the Master's Call through my big spiritual sister, Willa Peterson and Candy Gelino. And I just want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for giving me an opportunity to minister on the TMC call. I don't take that lightly. I also want you to know that those replays and those playbacks have been a lifeline for me when I work on the railroad. I just want to challenge you and charge you to continue to go forth. Thank you for stretching us. Seeing in us sometimes things that we don't see in ourselves. And we just love you. We just thank God Doug and I are in the house. So when you find yourself in New York, you have a place to stay. You and Dr. PK, we love you. And then I want to say to the TMC, because it does take a team to make the dream work, amen. So to all the TMC faithful ministers and prayer warriors and the team itself, thank you for just being excellent. Excellent. Praise God. When people can come together on a daily basis to to do this call. It's no small feat. It's no easy thing. But you do it well, and I salute you, and I congratulate you on 4 years. And may God continue to bless you and shower you with his manifold blessings. I love each and every one of you, and I so love, and I got to give a special shout-out to my upline, Tiffany Lauderdale. Love you, Tiff. God bless you. Back to you, Dr. Vanessa.
All right. Thank you, thank you, thank you. It's always good to hear from you. Godmother is on the line this morning. I know she's glad to hear your voice again. And we just praise God for you, as well as definitely our co-founder, Dr. P.K. Roberts, is on. We're going to take one more shout-out. If you hit star 6 and the number 1, it'll bring you right down into the queue. Oh, all right, Miss Boogie Down Bronx. Good morning, Minister Cynthia.
Good morning, TMC and family. I just can't thank you enough. I thank both of you guys because it's really been an awesome journey for me, and I am growing each and every day. I love the getting on the call in the morning and opening the call. And also, I just like to thank Dr. P.K. Roberts. She spoke the word to me. I said I had finished NYTS, and she said, "You up?" And I was panicking, and I said, "No, God, why should I panic? I just have to walk into my greatness." And I thank her for the offer, and I thank you guys because it does. You learn a lot, and you certainly. I love Artists International because they deliver. They do deliver, and I'm just so thankful for. They are just. I just want to cruise. I'm really. I just can't do it. But say thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the call. Thank you, just. Everything is just so beautiful, and I love Artists International, and I love you, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Ruth. That's wonderful. God bless you guys and our whole family, artist family, and the ministry. Thank you, and God bless you. Have an awesome remainder.
Amen. And our last shout-out this morning, heading out to Cedar Hill, Texas. Good morning, Ms. Charlie Lewis.
Good morning, good morning. I'd like to say this morning that message was really, really great. And every morning that I'm on the call, it starts my day on the right note. Thank you, and pray that God continue to bless you guys as you move forward with many, many, many more years of bringing that word to us first thing in the morning. And on another note, I would like to remind you of our ask you guys to continue your donations for Rosalind Marion, our artist distributor who has been battling with colon cancer for years and is at the point of no more chemo. Want to thank I think it was one of the TMC members called me yesterday with her donation, and just to personally thank her for that. And we are now going through the artist warehouse here in Dallas. It is out of Red LaVie. So if you'll call the San Antonio location and make your donation through there, have it for pickup there, and just call me and give me your order number. So I can get it picked up. I would appreciate that. My number, again, is 214-392-7360. That's 214-392-7360. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much. And I tell you, our minister, Rosalind Marion, there in Austin, is a champion, is a fighter. So anyone, everyone, we're always encouraged to buy our bottle of Red LaVie. So please just order it in your order number and then just ask for pickup there in Austin and then call Miss Charlie and let her know. All righty. Well, we're excited. I hate for the week to almost be coming to an end. Tomorrow we have another powerhouse evangelist speaker who will be coming on, closing it out for us. We have had a phenomenal week. We thank God again, Dr. PK and I, for each and every one of you. We just praise God that you have been a part of this journey. So we're going to ask our speaker for today, the man with the message, our mouthpiece from God, Pastor Derek Allen, if you will come back on and give us our closing benediction for the day.
Well, praise the Lord this morning. Praise the Lord. The technology almost failed me this morning. My phone was upgraded last night and something new on it and this and that. But I thank God this morning for the opportunity to share as always, Dr. Vanessa. I thank God for you. Amen. Praise God. I have to see you and meet you and greet you in person, but I really thank God for you and Dr. PK. Amen. And the entire artist, amen, family, the Diaz de Leon family, and this four-year anniversary, congratulations again. Father, we thank you. We give you glory this morning. It's another day that you have given to us. And even as the writer said, every day new mercies we see. Everything that we have needed, your hands have provided. And God, even as we leave this call today, but not from your presence, we thank you, God, for the celebration that is going on, oh God, on the Master's Morning Call. And I thank you, Father God, even for the opportunity to share. And for those who receive this word this morning, even, oh God, the leaders and the visionaries, bless them. Bless each and every one of us, even as we go out as, oh God, in the marketplace to, oh God, to ply our trade, whatever that may be, help us to do it with excellence. I pray, oh God, that you will continue, God, to give us all the tools that we need to be successful in this life, in our business, in our ministry, in our homes, Lord. Every aspect of our lives, we pray. I give you glory now in Jesus' name. Remember that you're the head, you're not the tail. You're a victor, not a victim. You're great, you're not weak, you're strong. Square your shoulders and keep your chin up. The sky is the limit, and the earth belongs to God. God bless you this morning.